You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 23rd, and we had some huge playoff games in the NBA and the NHL last night, along with a full slate from the MLB and more. So let's talk about it. We will start off in the NBA, where we had Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals between the Mavs and the Timberwolves in Minnesota. This is Minnesota's first Conference Finals appearance since 2004, and only their second time making it this far in franchise history. The Mavs were here just two seasons ago, but they lost in five games to the eventual champion Warriors. But back to the game last night, we will jump ahead to the fourth quarter, where the Mavs took a 98-92 lead with just 6 minutes and change to play after a dominant stretch from Luka, where he scored 10 points and had an assist in a three-minute span. Minnesota did not go away, though, and they added a 10-0 run of their own to take a 102-98 lead with just over 3 minutes to play. But as we know, basketball is a game of runs, and the Mavs came right back with eight straight to go up by four with just 49 seconds left. After that, Minnesota could just not convert when they needed to, and Dallas would go on to win this one 108-105. Anthony Edwards finished with 19 points and was just two assists shy of a triple-double, but he only shot 6-for-16 from the field on a night where he took 12 attempts from beyond the arc. McDaniels played well, scoring 24 points while going 6-for-9 from three, which was the same amount of makes from deep as the entire Mavs team. And Minnesota also got solid performances from Kyle Anderson and Naz Reid off the bench, as they both scored in double figures. But the biggest difference was Karl Anthony Towns, who was just 6-for-20 from the field and was -5 in his 34 minutes of action. Kyrie and Luka led the way for the Mavs as they combined for 63 points, with each of them making 12 shots from the field and 6 free throws. PJ Washington also scored 13, including that massive three-pointer with 2 minutes left to give Dallas the lead that they would take to the end. Game 2 of this series will be on Friday in Minnesota, with the Timberwolves opening as 5.5-point favorites. Over in the NHL, we had Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers in MSG, and this one was all Panthers as they got a first period goal from Tkachuk, another from Verhaeghe in the third, and an empty netter from Sam Bennett to close it out 3-0, as the NHL followed the NBA's lead, with the road team taking a 1-0 series lead. Bobrovsky was great in the shutout with 23 saves, and Tkachuk and Verhaeghe both had an assist to add to their goals. Game 2 of the series will also be on Friday, as the Panthers look to take a 2-0 lead before heading back home for Game 3 in Florida. In the MLB, the Guardians beat the Mets 6-3 after taking the lead on the first career hit for Jonathan Rodriguez, as he scored David Fry with a single in the seventh. With the win, Cleveland swept the three-game series and improved to 33-17 on the season, good for first place in the AL Central. The Padres then beat the Reds 7-3 thanks to four hits from Luis Arraez. The Braves took down the Cubs 9-2 as Max Fried threw a complete game one hitter. The Yankees got two home runs from Juan Soto and hit four as a team as they beat the Mariners 7-4. The Diamondbacks shut out the Dodgers 6-0 in LA. The Rockies beat the A's 4-3 in a marathon match that went 12 innings out in Oakland. The Blue Jays beat the White Sox 9-2 thanks to two hits and a 413-foot bomb from Bo Bichette. The Giants beat the Pirates 9-5 after scoring four runs in the 10th inning of that one. Bryce Harper hit his 12th home run of the year as the Phillies beat the Rangers 11-4. The Twins squeaked out a 3-2 win over the Nationals. The Cardinals beat the Orioles 3-1, completing their three-game sweep. The Angels beat the Astros 2-1 in Houston. The Royals beat the Tigers 8-3 to improve to 32-19 on the season. And then Jazz Chisholm hit a leadoff home run for the Marlins, which would be the only run of the game in that one, as they beat the Brewers 1-0 down in Miami. Over to the WNBA, we had just one game last night as the Seattle Storm beat the Indiana Fever 85-83. Jewel Lloyd was awesome in this one for the Storm as she had 32, 11, and 6. And then Nneka Ogwumike also finished with 22 points and 9 boards. Caitlin Clark finished with 21, 7, and 7 for Indiana in the loss as the Fever now fall to 0-5 on the season. In other news, the All-NBA teams were announced, with Jokic leading the first team along with SGA, Luka, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. The second team was Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, KD, AD, and Kawhi. And the third team was LeBron, Steph, Sabonis, Haliburton, and Devin Booker. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.